Our time right now on Tri-Cities Talk Radio, coming up on 8:14 AM 910 WJCW. It's about that time where each week we check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program, a CCRC community. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us here this morning, too. Have you brought a guest? I can't tell from 20 miles away.
I did, and I'm so happy because between the holidays and just, you know, time off and time away, Tammy Peter, who is our administrator at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, she has so much to catch everybody up on for the last couple of weeks. So she's here to talk about Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, and I'm just glad to have her here in the studio this morning.
Absolutely. Good morning, Tammy. How you doing?
Oh, good morning. Doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. Welcome back to the microphone here. Well, Susie set it up. She says you've got so many updates to bring us. What's happening?
First off, I want to always just say we're very thankful for a great 2022. Mm-hmm. It's just always blessed, you know, just honored to serve our residents, our family, and looking forward to a great 2023. So just within the last few months, you know, we've just ending the year, we've had just great Christmas parties, and Laura, our activity director, she's just done an awesome job just welcoming the new year and, you know, just the specialness she brings to each occasion. You know, she makes the holidays warm and fun and always enjoys so many family members that come out. And we also have, you know, brought back our podiatrist, which is great. That's just a great service for our residents. And
expand on that, if you would, a little bit. Tell us about that.
So during COVID, unfortunately, we, you know, there's a lot of, you know, communities that we had to, just during all of that, could not have different services available. So
sure.
We are very thankful that we were able to bring that back. And, you know, that is something they come to our facility and services are provided there. So, it, you know, it's something that they don't have to go out and get, that, you know, we bring that to them. And so they really enjoy that.
I was just going to ask the benefit of having a podiatrist on a regular visit for the residents there. What does a podiatrist bring to the residents now?
Well, we, you know, there's just that wonderful foot care.
that, yeah, we all love that.
Yes, and, you know, it's just making sure, you know, doing the assessment. If they have any issues going on, of course, he's right there for the service. Just the grooming of the toenails and, you know, when your feet feel good, we feel good. So
there you go.
You know,
so there you go. Podiatrist back on patrol now at Stedman Hill.
Absolutely. Love it.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Great way to move into 2023. You got some other things for us, I bet.
Well, you know, we also, the one thing I take a lot of pride in, we have continuous now, that 24-hour nurse available at the facility. And that is so important because even with medication management, everything, you know, there's things, just knowing that, you know, there's always going to be a nurse right there. And then we do have a 24-hour RN on call. So, just, you know, our nursing staff, I just feel always about, they're just top notch and, they do great assessment skills. Medication management. So we've increased over the last few months just ongoing education, safety awareness, and so it's just, you know, our associates are just, you know, they're just top out there and very proud of them.
And Carl, let me add a little bit.
Wow.
You know, listeners,
yeah, hello.
When they're trying to figure out who's better and different, Asbury Place at Stedman Hill is truly better and different. You're looking down that checklist when you come in to do a tour, the 24/7 care, the medication administration and management, the clinical observation, the oversight, the nutrition. When you think about all of those things, you want to make sure those bases are covered. We consider that a lifestyle. So we look at that and know that this is what family members are looking for. We know family members are doing their due diligence. And so not only can we check your boxes, we provide it. We are the reassurance. We're the peace of mind. We're the longest standing assisted living and memory care community in Kingsport, and so that's why we are better and different.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Susie. Yeah, I was just going to add ask Tammy about that as well too. The peace of mind that you refer to there, Susie, Tammy, that's got to be a tremendous intangible. You can't box that up, but at the same time, you can provide it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that, you know, also just gives family members that peace of mind when their loved one is with us, and knowing that, you know, they're in great care and we keep them updated, and definitely we do, you know, always have our care plan meetings, and, you know, and that is so important because they do want to know how's everything going, and just that communication that is very important. So we keep that going, and, you know, and just the residents with each other, they just, you know, being this is their home, and they enjoy that socialization, even with dining services and their meals, and it's just great seeing how they all come together, and you know, just that whole package at Stedman.
Absolutely. Wonderful deal, no doubt about it. 8:20 right now, thinking out loud with Tammy Peter and Susie Cloyd from respectively Stedman Hill and Asbury Place in Kingsport. So the twin campuses, if you were would there, very much in play today. Tammy, I guess one quick question before we turn it back to Susie here. After the holidays, you indicated, of course, everybody had so much fun, great activities, wonderful celebrations, and so forth. Now here we are in the first month, but into the first quarter, and I know activities are very paramount, especially after sort of the fall off from the holidays. What you got going right now?
Right. So we have, and Laura, she's just definitely increasing, you know, just that the mobile activities with, you know, with the winter months, we sometimes get a little relaxed, and residents love to go out and walk during the spring and summer. And so Laura is keeping them pretty busy. So that's great to see, you know, she's utilizing the inside where they can continue with their activities and walking and, you know, just, you know, keeping mobile during the winter months with therapy, adding therapy services. So all that is just so important because we know even just keeping up with activities and doing all that, that also reduces falls and, you know, just another way of ensuring safety with our residents. So
absolutely. Tammy Peter, always lots of fun to think out loud with you. Thanks for joining in with Susie today here and talking about Stedman Hill and what's going on here in the first part of 2023. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Well, Susie, let's turn it over to you. What you got on your plate right here?
Yeah, so let me just tell you, we do have our open house scheduled at Asbury Place of Kingsport. It is in April, on April 26th. Go ahead and jot that down on your calendar. We also have a very nice program that we are doing, an aging illness education program with Dr. New, the gerontologist with HMG. That's on April 11th. So we have two really nice educational opportunities coming up here in just the next couple of months. So watch our website. There'll definitely be mailers sent out for this. But we want everybody to know this is the best opportunity. Come to the open house, come to an education program on aging illness, and just learn more about it. So then we can partner with you, the families, and those who are looking at next steps, you know, in the aging illness process. So I just encourage people to visit our website, asburyplacekingsport.org, or give me a call, Susie Cloyd, Director of Sales, 423-830-8502. There's always something happening at Asbury Place at Kingsport.
There you go. Stepping back one step, if you would. When is that specifically, that workshop in April?
The Aging Illness Education Program is April 11th, and it will be actually on Asbury Place at Stedman Hills campus. We'll be there in the gathering room. It'll be limited space, so when we do send out the invitations, we want people to RSVP for that.
Very good. Okay, so you'll keep us obviously up to date and apprised of that too. So.
Yeah, I will.
I know you will. Susie Cloyd joins us once a week from Asbury Place in Kingsport, a CCRC community, and that, of course, is who sponsors this portion of the program. You take care, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday, Susie.
Thanks, guys.